the Rove and Sam catch up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Hi, everybody.
Chitty, chitty, chat. Special shout out. Roll call. Rove, present.
Sam, present.
Jamie, the button pusher, present.
And?
Julie, present.
Hey!
Hey, guys, who's Julie? Everyone must be asking.
Oh, she must be some really famous model, actress, singer,
feel there's been...
book writer.
Sam has had too many of her siblings in this studio, and now it's my turn.
I have
Julie,
had a lot of siblings.
Guys, 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 spoiler alert, she's my sister. Yeah, that's right. There's a particular vagina that we both came out of.
It was our mum.
Yay!
Go Cosser.
I hope so. Do you remember when you told me I was adopted?
Oh, that's beautiful memories from growing up. And our whole family, if you guys, for a bit of a backstory, we're all tall and blonde. Mm-hmm. There are four siblings.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
So older sister Gav, myself, Rovi, younger brother Luke.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us, tall and blonde.
Gorgeous.
Rover?
Hello.
Short.
This guy.
Brown hair.
Hello.
We told him that he was adopted and got our mum to actually agree.
So I went in.
Cosa's gold. Don't you worry about that.
I've gone inside to the house sobbing and I said to my mum, is it true that I'm adopted? And there are my two sisters standing behind me in mum's eye line, shaking, like nodding their heads going, like, say yes.
We're literally, gee it up, mum, gee it up. Yeah. And so she's going, wink,
so
wink,
she said yes.
All good.
She said, yes, I'm sorry. You had to hear it from me. Yes, it's true. It's true.
I had sex with a dwarf.
But we picked a person from a newspaper that couldn't have been
like
further from his mother.
Yeah, so there was a picture in the paper of an Aboriginal woman. And they said, that's your actual mum.
And so she was so dark and dark hair, dark skin.
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly, not.
The complete opposite. But it was like, yeah, that's her. That's actually who it is. Oh, can you tell your story about your friend Daz?
Oh, yeah, Daz and Shell.
You went and caught up with them recently.
Yes, I did.
Out in the gong.
Yeah,
the gong. And the case of mistaken identity.
Which one? Hang on.
When he went to the toilet, he sung.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so good old friends. So we went down, did the drive down to the gong the other day, and we got there and our friends had said the night before they'd been out and he'd been out with his son. And the dad, Daz, had gone to the loo, got into the urinals, away he goes. Then he sort of saw behind him his son. He's going, JT, geez, what are you doing here? You know, all my phone, my wallet, everything's out at the table, my money. You've left everything there, mate. What are you doing? And then he said slowly, this guy sort of turned around to him and went, oh, you're not my son. And the man said, you're wearing the same clothes. You look the same. And the guy said, oh, is he Asian too? And our friend goes, no. Because he wasn't.
He mistook his son for an Asian man. An Asian man.
Brilliant.
Good content.
Honestly, yeah.
I'll steal that one as well. I probably haven't told you. I stole your clown, your friend scaring everybody like a scary clown today. That was Jules' story
That's
as well.
Hilarious. But it was my son that squealed like a girl at the the scariness.
Oh, you must be so proud.
I know, I am. Oh. Yeah, it brings, you know, makes your heart glow.
Now, how have you found your time here in Sydney? You've had a wonderful stay so far. A brief stay, but a fun stay.
Brief, fun action packed.
Well, you got
loaded.
You got straight into town, mm-hmm. and the first thing we did was go straight. Was that straight to the Opera House?
First thing we did was went out to lunch.
Oh yes.
As soon as I came in to meet other friends, so we had that till, I don't know, late 4 o'clock or whatever. Race straight home, get changed, Opera House, off we go, Taronga Park. Quite exceptional, the old Taronga Zoo.
Oh,
function.
So we got in and had a few drinks at the back of the room.
Fun.
And then you guys headed out. I didn't even know where you were. We kind of got separated.
Mm.
And then, what did you think of the parade, though? The big lanterns and stuff.
That was exceptional. And I'd looked up online because I wasn't sure exactly what we were going to. And I always like to dress appropriately for wherever I'm going.
Sure.
So, as you do. So I'd looked up to see, is it really fancy? Like, what are we doing? And I saw this thing of the lanterns. And when I said to Rove, I saw it. And he said, I didn't want you to get, too excited about it, or I wanted it to be a real surprise to see what they were like. And I went, okay, great. Well, I expect them to be kind of smaller than what they were. So to even see them in action was fabulous. They were really, really beautiful.
And you met
a packer? I met a packer. I met
the boss of the zoo. You met the head of Taronga Zoo.
Head of zoo, head of board of zoo.
Jules was schmoozing all night. She's getting her
some
work experience.
It's like having a couple of wines. You rock up with Rove anywhere, you can expect anything. And we, Mum and I, had no clue as to who these people were, of course. So we're just randoms up the back. And we met some friend, Amber. We're having a chat. Apparently she's, Channel 9 weather and
she
morning show host
extra,
and all these different things, and it's just someone we're
Channel
chatting to.
Own
we
Amber
had no
Sherlock,
idea.
Indeed.
And then we're chatting to someone else. Oh, he turns out he's the CEO of the board of directors of Taronga Zoo,
i.e., a very rich man.
Yeah, sure. And then got to meet Cam, who was the head, the zoo director.
He's the
boss. I think. Yeah,
yeah, he's
the director
CEO
of the zoo.
Yeah.
So, again, these are all just Jeez. People you're sitting next to.
Then we went to Coosa. We've gone
Coosa.
To Coosa.
Yeah.
Had a
What
great
did you think
time.
About Coosa?
Loved Coosa. I mean, we had fun, just mucking around in Coosa, obviously.
Would have heard it on the catch-up.
Yeah. But I didn't hear it because I was in bed the next day. But anyway, apparently it was
and then,
on.
And then you and Mum went out to My Fair Lady yesterday.
Yep. So we've had,
very busy.
Theatre.
Fantastic.
Shows.
And then
everything.
Right now for the Chitty Chatters, we're about to go busking with Shannon Knoll.
Yeah.
We can't really talk about it on the proper show.
Does that mean
I
have to meet Shannon Knoll?
I'm afraid so.
Oh,
bummer.
His heart
ass. I feel like you would have met him before.
No, I don't really. So I'm sure I would have remembered if I'd met Shannon Knoll.
I don't think he's got any flavour saver anymore.
Okay. Good to know.
But yeah, he likes to be called Knollsy.
Okay.
And don't look him in the eyes. anything else you want to add? What should we do today once we finish up here?
Well, there's a few options. We've discussed whether we go to the beach, mm-hmm. the park.
Take a little miss out today.
Yeah, take a little missy out to have last days of family time. Yeah.
Has it been going well so far?
Enjoyed Sydney. Have enjoyed it thoroughly.
Now, what were you being today? you had to, because Ruby's into role playing. You can't turn up at our house
goodness.
And not expect to become a character.
Okay.
What character
today,
are you?
Oh, my God. It is the Zimwe. And don't look at me blankly like no one knows what a Zimwe is, please.
It's
come on, all of you.
Zimwe.
It's a fictitious animal from
what
the
are you
TV show
about?
The Last Guy.
Guys.
Oh, now, sorry.
Two days ago, she was an okapi, which is an actual animal. looks like a giraffe had sex, had a three-way with an antelope and a zebra.
Oh, yeah, zebra. Sorry, I was going to say.
Who doesn't
that was
love
her.
A three-way, am I right?
But now it's about being some scary animal that is actually just two baby porcupines stuck together.
Yeah, so the whole thing is about Ruby being terrified of the Zimwe, then working out that it is actually just two little porcupines sitting on top of a termite mound in the dark.
Yep.
So.
Oh, yep. Tale as old as time. Song as old as rhyme. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Rove and Sam.
We're joined live in the studio by this handsome and sweet, sweet smelling gentleman. Singer-songwriter and one of the judges of the new season of X Factor, Guy Sebastian, swings by the studio to give us all the gossip on the reality-based competition. There have been suggestions of a feud between Guy and fellow X Factor judge Iggy Azalea. But who would have a feud with Guy? I mean, having a feud with Guy would be like yelling at a rainbow or telling a flower to rack off. Just sit back and enjoy the Guy shine, Iggy. It's like saying, Guy Sebastian, good morning.
Good morning.
You smell unbelievable. I could smell you from like 7 meters away.
Oh, thank you.
Seven to be exact, not six.
At eight, there was nothing.
I would just hate to smell like BO and not know.
No, you always smell delicious.
Have you ever told somebody?
Yes. Oh, no, yeah. I just don't know how to work my way around it. Like if it's breath, you can say, oh, I'm just going to have a mint. Do you want a mint?
Oh, is that why you ask me mints
you can't,
all the time?
Yeah. I'm very subtle. But you can't say, oh, I think I might put on some deodorant. Hey, question for you. Mm-hmm. Would you ever share deodorant, roll-on deodorant, with another person?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that a few
times.
Oh, Mouldy Pit Sebastian.
Guy Sebastian knows
an issue
knows
in this studio
up.
Not too long ago.
Really? Who's not a roll-on sharer?
Me. But yep. Sam and our executive producer, Alex,
Mouldy
official Mouldy Pit Spurway,
really?
According to science.
I don't go out of my way to share. I don't just offer it up willy-nilly. Yeah. But if someone asks for deodorant, I go, it's more, I'd rather not. But they go, have you got BO Basher? I'm like, yeah, I've got that, but it's just roll-on. And I'm expecting them to go, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it. But they will generally still go, oh, yeah, no, it's all good.
See?
Gosh, people
Guys?
Are weird.
Oh, so
it's
people.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What's going on with Iggy Azalea? Why does everyone think you guys don't like each other?
I don't know. Look, I'm getting told a lot about body language. She's shutting me out.
There's nothing like a classic old body language expert coming in and saying things that are just untrue. That's probably my favourite thing.
I don't know. Look, she does disagree with me a fair bit for no reason. I don't know what it is, to be honest. I she just doesn't like me.
But even like you were trying to say something nice to one of the contestants that you hadn't. Well, you essentially sort of let go from not being accepted on the show.
Uh-huh.
And you were trying to say something nice and she shut you down afterwards.
You know, a lot of things that are very important that you might not think are important, you know, they're things that I look for that are just red flags for me, you know.
What are they?
He's like a guy at dinner like, it's not me, it's you, but... What are you actually saying?
I mean, what am I saying? She says. What am I saying?
Who is that guy talking? You know that guy who comes over for dinner and just goes blah blah blah.
Yeah,
you're inviting a turkey to dinner, Iggy Azalea, is what it sounds like.
Look, I'm not trying to drum up a feud. I don't know. You have some rapport with someone. We're yet to find that rapport. I've got a lot with Adam so far. I'm sure we'll click eventually, or maybe not.
Adam seems like a cool dude.
He's a great fella. Very good. Yeah, just normal, really good guy.
Have you licked his ankles? I've licked his ankles.
Have you? Yeah. Not yet.
Bring
weirdly.
It up next time you chat about I've licked his ankles.
He'll remember that too.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Me and Russell Brand. It was delightful.
That is...
Is
that on camera?
I think it is. Of course it is. Everything is nowadays.
Hey, Guy, I know you're probably going to get asked a lot about this today. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're doing everything for X Factor, but the Woman's Day tweet that you posted about, I think it was your tour manager, and they're going, who is this mystery woman? Like, how did it make you feel? And most importantly, how did it make Jules feel?
Oh, she didn't care. Only because, I mean, this girl, her name's Bonnie. She works for my management. And you know what it's like when you've got, you know, your management and stuff. They go everywhere with you.
Yep.
And so it's just a bit preposterous. It was like, and they've cut out my sound guy who was next to me. So it's like, I think they're going, how dumb do we think the public are? Like, they're in a massive airport terminal. We've got a photographer with a flash going snap, 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 and everyone's staring and Guy's having an affair with someone in Terminal 3. I don't know. I just don't know where it comes from. And it's sort of, I mean, they know I'm married and they know, like, I just don't know why they would do it and more how they would think how stupid people are. So
well, good for you for calling them out too.
I
sometimes
really
that doesn't
appreciated
happen.
That.
I don't normally.
Sam has been down that rocky road. We all have.
I mean, you didn't drop any swear words in, so you know you're a lot classier than I am.
Did you go feral? Did you?
Anyway, you know what?
It was reprinted with blurred elements to it.
Wow.
Sam has a language issue, Guy.
Look, I'm working.
I think
it,
she needs to go through etiquette classes. Do you have any advice for Sam on how she could clean up her act a little?
I'm a lovely person. No, I just accidentally swear sometimes.
No, you know, it's fine. I've learned the very fine art of swearing my head off to friends and stuff, and then I'll get caught out one day, I'm sure, because I don't have the cleanest mouth at the bedside. I never have.
See?
Okay. So, I thought you said at the bedside.
At the bedside, wow. Oh, yeah.
We're learning a lot today. Talk.
Guy Sebastian can swear, I can swear.
But don't censor yourself. That's why people love you, because you're normal. you're chilled. But, I mean, talk about abuse. I copped a barrage of abuse last night from my decisions on The X Factor.
Oh. It was... Indeed.
And, I won't even read them out.
And then,
online,
it's
wonderful. That's the nicest person on the planet, everyone.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens when Mel B joins the fray as well.
Yes.
X Factor is back 7 o'clock Sunday night on Channel 7. Guy Sebastian, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Rogan Sam.
The clown craze. Scary clowns.
Oh, yeah.
So they are taking the world by storm. People are terrified everywhere. Parents are terrified, Sam. Or are they?
Oh, what do you mean?
So my nephew is at a party with a couple of his mates.
Sure, happy birthday.
They're in their young teens. But still, you know, it's a thing that a lot of parents are aware of. So they're out at a park essentially just running around, just getting out some slowly evolving testosterone. Oh. And the mother who is running the party, essentially taking care of the kids, gets an alert on Facebook. Scary clown sighted in the area.
Uh-oh.
She rallies the kids together, says, hey, don't go too far.
Mm.
Just keep within eyesight where I can see you. That's kind of what eyesight means. They're stupid kids. They're high on cake. You just got to get them focused. But essentially saying, scary clown sighting. We've got to get on top of this. The kids are actually genuinely quite nervous about this because, you know, who knows? A lot of these guys have machetes and things like that. It's quite dangerous. So while they are sort of huddling together and just sort of talking about, oh, geez, what would happen if we saw one? The mum suddenly thinks, oh, you know what would be hilarious? Why don't I scare them? What? So she has gone from protector to terrifier. So she and the very older son is there and they both go and hide in the bushes, creep up on the younger boys and then leap out going, ah! While they're all already terrified and then pretty much make them wet themselves in a public place. Parents scaring kids.
Funny.
13, 10, 60. It seems to be a rite of passage here.
Yeah.
I know my mum, when we were kids, we were trying to do a seance. We didn't really know what we were doing.
Classic. I love a bit of a seance.
And the parents are in the kitchen. They've kind of worked out what's going on. Mum has gone outside the house, walked around into the garden, and then crawled through the garden to the bedroom window. And when we have sort of said, like, oh, can you hear us? She is through the window gone,
Mom.
We were terrified. Terrified.
Brilliant.
So look, I think it's something that every parent would love to do at some point.
That's the only reason why I'd want to have kids, so I could
so
just freak them out. Yeah, of course.
Why wouldn't you want to? So 13, 10, 60, we want to hear tales of parents scaring the kids.
Rogan Sam.
Shirley and Grace Staines, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you the parent?
No, I was the scary.
Oh, what happened?
So family movie night, the ring come out, mum decides, let's watch it. You're okay then. So we're watching it. Mum decides to scare the living crap out of her five children. Dad's at work, so he comes home, turns the power box off, so all the electricity turns off halfway through the movie.
Oh.
Whilst that's happening, mum crawls out of the bedroom into the lounge room with white powder on her face like she's Samara from The Ring, screaming, ah, as she does when she crawls out.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a full production.
And what was your reaction?
Joint parental. Few choice words and a bit of screaming or something on my siblings.
That is brilliant. If I was a parent, I swear I would be doing that sort of stuff. It would be so entertaining.
Look, I applaud it.
Yeah.
I absolutely applaud it, especially doing the... that ring. Oh, my
and
God, that noise
power.
Alone is terrifying.
Sarah Mount Druitt, good morning. Is it you that scares your children?
Good morning. I scare my kids all the time.
What do you do?
They're really scared of the movie Coraline.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know it, but it's a movie with a girl with a butter knife.
Yes.
Oh. And they're really, really freaked out. Like, my eldest is 12 and my daughter, she's 7, and they're really scared of the music and everything. And then sometimes when they're naughty, I'll say, hello, I'm your other mother. And they'll get really, really scared because that's how she sounds like. And then I'll get the buttons from my sewing drawer, and then I'll, like, pretend that I'm making the buttons, and I'll be like, I have your eyes ready upstairs. And they'll be like running away. They'll be so scared. They hate that movie. And it comes on Foxtel now and then, and I put it on. And every time when they see that movie, they get so freaked out. They really think that I am the other mother.
Sarah, you're a genius.
Look, it is essentially a stop motion animated movie. It is quite terrifying.
Yeah, it is really scary. It is, yeah.
And that's why they will only wear zips for the rest of their lives.
Rove and Sam.
Looking for love.
Luke McGregor is here.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
You're star of Rosehaven on the ABC.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty good being super famous. It has changed my life.
I know I said this last week when we had you on, but it is honestly a fantastic show and I love it and I laugh along with it. So,
thank you.
Are you happy with the feedback that you've been receiving?
Yeah, it's been good. I guess, I don't know if yours is the same, but I only have to see like one negative thing and I'm like, that's all I can take in.
Yes.
Like, it's getting great write-ups though. I've seen some great write-ups.
It's been good. It's been nice. So, and one guy said in the street to me yesterday, it's good. And I don't know if you're listening, buddy, but you've made my whole year, so thank you. But no, it's good. It's good. We're happy.
It's a fantastic show.
I feel like
show.
I'm bragging or something. I feel bad. It's the worst show in the world. don't watch it.
Now, I don't know if we've mentioned this before, Luke, but we had the opportunity to meet, not officially, but unofficially meet your girlfriend, your proper girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, on the camera.
And she didn't want to be seen, but we dragged her in to have a good look at her.
As well,
I believe the response was we stood and applauded, Sam.
We did.
We were very pleased for you.
She appreciated it. It was, she just doesn't like being on camera because we tried to get her, I wanted to get her for an extra on Rosehaven, but she wouldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Because of her hideous facial appearance now. I'm sorry if you're listening. Oh, man.
So quite clearly, Luke knows what he's doing. When it comes to love, you're the guru. Like, I mean, you've had tremendous experiences in the past yourself.
One real girlfriend.
And now look what you've got to show
solid.
For it.
It's fantastic.
He shoots, he scores. So at 13:10:60, as we always do, Luke McGregor is here for Looking for Love. You know, sometimes you probably want to call on a weekend, you want to call Osha's Love Line.
Oh, yes.
And request a song. Well, what if you aren't even in the relationship to be able to do that? Mm. Or what if you called Osha's Love Line and you said, you know, Closer by the Nine Inch Nails, that's the song I'd like to request. It has some very horrible words in there to send to your loved one about what you'd like to do to them.
Gee whiz, I need to look at the lyrics. Well,
I think you should. Then maybe you need help from Luke McGregor. So 13:10:60, he is here to offer it up.
Rove and Sam.
Danny and Glebe has called in. Hi, Danny.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Well, fire away. Luke's all yours.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, good morning, Luke. How are you? I just wanted to ask a question.
You never let me say how I am. That was very rude. No, sorry, carry on.
Straight into it. I'm dating my brother's best friend. We've been sneaking around for a while and he's found out and he's absolutely cracked it. I really like this guy, but I don't want to obviously upset my brother. What would you do?
Is he upset that you guys might break up and then it'll get messy?
Yeah, I actually don't even know what his problem is. He's just like, oh, I don't want you to be with my friend. And
I'd just get him involved, go full messy. So get him to date one of your best friends and then have your best friend and his best friend hook up. So cheat on you two and then find out you're both adopted so you guys can hook up and then write a book about it. Get some of those sweet book dollars.
Oh, write God. A book about it, Danny. There you go. There's your advice. Hope that helps. Tammy in Balcombe Hills.
Look, just quietly, aren't we all chasing those sweet book dollars?
Ever since J.K. Rowling, you know, I've written a book a day. Just waiting for one to crack.
Tammy, Luke's all yours. Fire away, lovely.
Thank you. Hi, Luke. So I've been dating my boyfriend for like a couple of months now.
and he doesn't want to go Facebook official. What do I do?
But are you Facebook official or no? Just he has to agree.
Yeah, I've put on that I'm in a relationship, but
okay, we got. I guess you could do baby steps. You could say, look, no one checks it anymore. Let's go MySpace official. And then as like a bridge. Or just when you're with him down the street, just yell out, we're official. That's embarrassing. And then until he says agrees to the Facebook.
All right.
There, shame him into it, Tammy. That's what you do.
There we go. Hopefully
make every
that
other
helps.
Option seem so bad exactly. That Facebook is the one he'll accept. Good call, Luke. I like that one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cassie in Castle Hill. Good morning, Cass.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. Thank you. Fire away. Luke McGregor's here. What would you like him to help you with?
Okay, Luke, so I'm in a little bit of a pickle. So I've been seeing my boss at work. He's one of the big bosses, so he's not just my manager. So we go for coffee every morning and people are starting to know, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. Are you in a relationship already?
Look, or we act secret. Like we are.
Okay, well, calling the radio is a good way to keep it secret. I would tell him to promote you so you're at equal level with him, and then you can have a relationship, and then just make a blood pact or something that if you do break up, you rock, paper, scissors for who gets to stay at the company. So
I think that would work.
Or if you have an amicable breakup, then you can just stay at the company. Worst case scenario, you get a promotion. So good things in your future, I say.
There we go. Reading your fortune. Well, I hope that's helped everyone today. It certainly helped me.
Doesn't it take the awkwardness out of it? Like if he's not your superior anymore, of course.
Yeah, just equal. And then
no one's going to talk about it.
No one's going to talk about it.
And you could fire everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. And perfect. Rock, paper, scissors is the best way to solve any dispute, I think.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Dispute of, you know, wills, property.
Yep. Children's court,
all of it.
Who gets custody? Rock, paper, scissors. Damn it.
I should have gone. Someone I learned nothing in this relationship over the years. Well, Luke McGregor, thank you very much. Rosehaven back tonight, ABC, 9 o'clock.
Yes.
You and Celia Pakwola,
brilliant
show.
It's hilarious.
Thank you very much for being part of it. We always love having you on, Luke McGregor.
Thank you for having me.
Rosen Sam.
Now, previously, Sam, we learnt from listening to the likes of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth singing in a car not very well that I'm not the only one who likes to sing along to songs that I don't know the words to.
Absolutely.
Most people would say that's a prerequisite. To sing along to a song, you got to know the words.
Yeah.
I say, not really.
Oh.
As long as you just kind of have a stab at it and you got the passion, you'll get there. On that, I have previously released an album of me trying to sing the hits.
Honestly, the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life. Oh, tone it down.
So anyway, we're at it again. I thought, you know, we've had a new bunch of songs added to the playlist.
Sure.
I love singing them. Sure, I don't know all the words, but Sam, I do not let that stop me.
After the success of his first album.
I love you, always, forever, looker up. Ever the weather, I observe, where is Heather? Why don't you go and be clever?
It's time to be reminded just how much he forgets the words.
Crashing, hit a mole, I've got a hold of Marigold. Nope, now known to in a hole.
Rove McManus, lyrical legend 2. This time, he's let down the Chainsmokers.
Don't get me clowns. They're all around, round. Don't get me clowns.
Makes Jonas feel blue.
They're all that even now, and now I don't even know. There's all the reasons why, that is why my favorite letter's Y. And O. Dun-dun-dun, together they spell yo!
And makes you wish he'd treat Shawn Mendes better.
God, what is rhyme? And I was like, what's with the time? And you're like, I don't want to turn on the words. Don't deny, and it's up in your seat. And now gone and going steward a poo. I know I could treat you better than he, man. He might be really strong and things, but I can open a can.
Plus, sing along with these ones. He doesn't know how to
send my love to your new lover. The cheese is feta.
We don't talk anymore.
Never has being so wrong been so right.
We don't talk anymore. Like when you're in your shoes.
Rove McManus, Lyrical Legend 2.
A little bit conversation and why did you go inflation? I'm so into you, ba doo dee doo, Scooby Doo. Get everyone watching us, we're full of pus, a little bit scandalous, da 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 da, a little less conversation and a little more conversation.
He's back.
I'm so into you, doo dee doo, Scooby Doo.
And he's learnt nothing.
Mate, I'm downloading that on iTunes for show.
Take that old school CD. CD album. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
No, actually, I don't.
I think that's what we learned from the last couple of minutes. Still to come this morning after 8. Whoa, it's actually 2 minutes past 8, Rove. What do you mean? Well, stop
after
being such a
stop eight.
Being such a time Nazi. And if you are a Nazi, don't call in being offended. You know what you've done. Still to come this morning, Michael Clark joins us. And up next, Sam's caught a cheater.
Rove and Sam.
Guys, my girlfriend, she's a very good friend of mine.
That's helpful.
Just to paint a picture, banging hot.
Sure.
I like to think so. Anyway, she's tall, she's blonde.
Like mine.
And she had a great job. She was very high up, very successful, has her own house. She's just got her life together, guys.
Right.
She's brilliant. She's got all her ducks in a row. But she didn't have a boyfriend. Guess what? Great news. Got a boyfriend. Fell in love. It's been awesome. A friend that she's been with since, a friend she's known for 6 years. Then they've been together for 8 months. He lives overseas, though. So he goes, hey, baby, I love you. Pack up your life. Move over here.
Beautiful love story.
And, you know, I remember at the time when she was just like, oh, I'm going to move overseas. And I'm like, really? For a guy? Like, she's the kind of girl that goes, mate, no, you move here, champy. Like, you know, she's just a sass-fro kind of gal. That's why she's my friend. But anyway, so she did. She quit her job. She leased out her house. She sold her car. Moved overseas.
Moved her life for love.
Packed up everything.
Everything.
Moved overseas. She'd been there for maybe 3 months or so. And then her boyfriend, you know, wasn't treating her the greatest, to be honest. And she was like, oh, you know what? He's talking to me badly. You know, he's really aggressive.
Oh.
And she's like, you know, I don't think he appreciates the fact that, you know, I've packed up everything. I've moved overseas for you. Overseas, away from her friends and family. She knows no one. Anyway, so she's like, I'm sus on you, champanina. So what she did, he left his iPad behind. Classic. Went through his iPad.
Uh-oh.
Women. Like, slaying it up. He's sending...
What, as in he's on Tinder or he's got pictures
of
Tinder. Other women?
Yes, he is on Tinder. He's messaging random girls he doesn't know on Instagram. Just like, you know, attractive babe Ellas. He's just sending through a thing saying, hey, you know, you look gorgeous, you look hot, la, 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 here's my number. And they're like, I don't even know you. And he's like, oh, maybe we should get to know each other, la, la.
Oh, he's a
and
creep.
He was always a weirdo about her posting pickies of them too. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I just get funny about it, blah, blah, blah. Oh, why? Because you're trying to jam other birds? Are you joking? Anyway, but it's not even just that. It's like escorts. Escorts, guys.
Well, that's just a business
and
transaction.
And she's just...
Sorry.
We'll I just choked on my tongue.
Okay, that was one of the things he paid for.
Well, seriously. And, like, I'm talking D-I-C-K pics, like, sending them out to ladies. Mm-hmm. I can't even...
So what's she doing?
Well,
they're still together?
First of all, she's screenshotting and sending them to me. Brilliant. I've got my own folder dedicated to him. And then I'm telling Sash, and I'm like,
Sash really needs to investigate this himself. Like, no, let's see these pictures.
Well, seriously. And then he tried to deny it. And she goes, oh, so this ain't your D-I-C-K? And then kids in cars, guys. And anyway, so it's...
So is it over?
Well, it's got to be, right? Because he's a jerk.
Oh, come on. It's got to be
over.
No,
it's over. It's over. It's over. But she's like, well, I've already moved overseas. Maybe I get a job.
What do you do?
But anyway, so he's just a bit arrogant. And I'm just like, how do we get revenge? What do we do? Like, we've got to all put our minds together, think What should we do? What should she do?
Oh, do you want
I personally think she should just get banging hot, be super successful. Mate, the proof is in the pudding.
See, whereas I go, let's open up an Instagram account under his name and post all of his penis shots. Okay, maybe I'm going a different...
I did tell her you maybe I'm going for suggested a different... that, though.
Can we, like, Snapchat them into, like, turn one of them into a little dog or something?
Yeah, I reckon we can. Oh, I reckon Sydney will know.
Okay.
So 13, 10, 60,
let's
guys.
Brainstorm.
Let's brainstorm. Let's put our minds together. How should my smoking hot girlfriend get revenge on this jerk? 13, 10, 60. Give us a call.
Roven Sam.
Michael in DY. What do you think she should do for revenge?
Well, I think that she should make a fake account on Instagram and tell him to meet up with him somewhere really far away.
Oh. So like, pretend she's someone else, and try and hook up with him.
He likes the big boobs, ladies.
Okay.
So get all those pictures and say, "Hey, you should meet up here." And then what? Get a scary clown? Is that where we're going with this? I like your style, Michael.
Michael, he said all he needed to say.
No, the boyfriend.
He's like, guys,
him.
I'm just the ideas guy. That's all you wanted. Now you take it from here. Do I have to do everything for you? Sorry, Michael. A lot of pressure on you.
Cara in Lane Cove, what do you think she should do for revenge?
I think she should take up a Gumtree ad that's selling a car ridiculously cheap, and then specify the hours for people to call as being before 6 a.m. and after 10 p.m. so that he's getting calls at ridiculous hours of night about a cheap car.
So post his number on Gumtree.
That is a classic
That's
move.
A good one.
I've done it once before about lost kittens. Don't worry.
So, Cara, I think Sam's on the right page there.
Right, I'm writing that one down. Jess in Liverpool, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think my lovely friend should do for revenge?
If it were me, I would put my money together with my friends to purchase a billboard somewhere nice and popular where everybody goes, and I'd put his dick pic up and have it for genital warts or herpes.
Oh, my God. Sam, we have money. We have money. We could get a billboard.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we should just, like, put the screenshot of him with it and then this girl going, "That looks familiar," and all the rest of it.
And post his number.
Put it up
there. If you've
got
questions about your genital warts, call this number and it's his.
Yes, guys.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Sydney. You got so many smart calls.
I love how wonderfully evil you all are.
I know.
I will never misbehave again. Well, we'll take all those on board, and any more you've got at Roven Sam, let us know. But I think
sure.
We've got a tidy little list to send to your friend, Sam.
Yep.
I need to have a look at some pictures on your phone.
Yeah.
Roven Sam. Cricketing legend Michael Sprinkles Clark returns to the show to talk about his autobiography, Michael Clark, My Story. Okay, guys, I'm going to be honest. I'm furious. I was going to call my autobiography My Story, so now I guess I'll just have to go with my second choice. Rove McManus and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Thank God no one else will have a title that unique.
Michael Clark, Sprinkles, good morning.
Good morning, team. Thanks for having me once again.
I would think you are exhausted at this point.
Publicity trail for your new book.
Yeah, it's only really starting for me, though.
It's the life story so far.
Yeah.
Spoilers, you're still going.
At this stage.
It does end. Look, I don't want to spoil anything. I did get to the last page, and that's when I went into Rove and Sam's studio. So it's really, it's right up to date. It's
exactly
right up to date. I would think it was an exhausting process to go through, and then now everyone flicks through, they pick out the juicy bits and then ask you about that, which makes it equally exhausting to then promote.
I think the writing of it was the best thing I did. You know, it took probably 6 months for me to write, and I feel refreshed after getting so much off my chest that, you know, my personality has always been to hold it in. And Kylie read the book and said, "There's so much I didn't know about you." So
There's a bit that you talk about in the book. You're talking about pretty much your annus horribilis, your 2011, end of 2010, you and Lara have broken up. Yeah. And then going into 2011, your dad is diagnosed with cancer. You lose your nan, your pop has a stroke and a heart attack. Your sister loses her baby. It's a very tragic year for you. But then you sum up at the end talking about that part of your life and saying, When I think things are tough in my world, a friend tells me to go and take a walk through a cemetery. Nothing like death can put your issues into their proper proportion. Feel what you feel when you lose someone close. Walk through a children's hospital and imagine that your own child is in that ward. Look up, see the sun rather than the rain. Then you'll live your life the way you should. But as with every resolution, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Is that how you live your life now?
Now it is, yeah. I think my life changed in 2007 when my dad got Hodgkin's disease. That day, I realised there was so much more to life than just the sport that I loved.
Now, you do mention that you set a lot of things straight, hold nothing back in the book. It is an incredible story, as you would imagine. So we thought this would be a perfect opportunity to play.
This is not real. You're lying.
You can't handle the truth. Take it back. The reverse rumour mill.
So this is how it works. We play it on a regular basis with guests like yourself who have a lot of stuff written about them. Everybody does. Not all of it is true. So here is your chance to set the record
majority
straight.
Majority of it isn't true.
You give us three rumours, yeah. Two are false, one is true, and Sam and I see if we can work it out.
Well, let me start with I flushed my ex's ring down the toilet of my house in Bondi.
Yep.
Kylie and I didn't tell our parents we were getting married until the wedding day.
Until the wedding day.
That's a fun one.
Wedding day. And what about Kylie's pregnant? There's three.
Well, I know the ring's not true.
Okay, Sam's got taken that one.
Yep.
All right, Frosty. Ooh,
I would love another little bubba.
I think I have a picture of Ruby reading in a magazine about baby number two being on the way.
Yeah, I've had about 14. It was so... said to me. I reckon number two. I reckon it's a fun one if it's true.
Okay, so the rumour that you didn't tell your parents that you were getting married until the wedding date.
That is true.
What a fun one. And how did they react?
Well, we took them away on a holiday. So Kylie, who is a terrible liar, did an amazing job. She planned the whole thing. She told everyone I never got to celebrate my 30th birthday. So we invited 20 of our closest friends. And our families, and she said it's a surprise holiday for Michael, a party for. So you need to bring a suit because we're having a black tie function for him.
Of course.
Told him there at dinner that you're not here for a holiday, you're here for our wedding.
Love
and what was their reaction? Were they okay with it?
They loved it. Yeah, they were. You know, my dad said, oh, I knew this wasn't a holiday, blah, blah, blah. They had no idea.
Was there anyone who went, oh, look, it's just the birthday. I can't be stuffed.
Honestly, I said to Kylie, you're not going to pull this off. You know, Warnie was in England at the time. I said, he's not going to fly back for a birthday party.
Open bar, though, right?
They all... They all... Everyone came. He flew back from the UK. It was unbelievable.
What a great special story. Look, this is too my story, Michael Clark. An incredible story, well told, and I think a perfect example, like you say, of what you've come through, and I think none of us could have imagined what it has been for you from us on the outside, and to see you here now... Happy, life is good. Yeah. Couldn't be happier for you. Thanks, incredible story. Michael Clark, Sprinkles, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Rose and Sam.
Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday.
It's highly shameful.
Well, that's a great...
I'm a lyrical legend even when it comes to back announcing songs.
I was going to make a reference to that.
Don't...
Anyway, guys, it's time to do this.
Time to enter the judge-free zone.
Guys, it's solid today.
Okay, we are in the judge-free zone. I want to make that very clear so no one can say anything about what's happening right now.
No, that's right.
I'm going to put this down to I'm still high on some Guy Sebastian fumes.
I smell delicious.
He was in nearly 2 hours ago and it still smells just fabulous in
it
here.
It does.
It's just like a... Like what? Like a heady aroma, like you're in one of those places where they have like the hookah pipe thing and it's just...
It's like when you go to Maya and you walk into the fragrance section and it's everywhere and you just walk and it absorbs into your skin and soul.
Sam, that is a far more accurate and relevant reference point. Thank you.
You're welcome. Niven Rhodes, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the judge-free zone. What would you like to get off your chest?
All right, please don't judge me, guys.
I'll try.
But my partner doesn't know that my ex is his brother.
What?
I think he does.
No, he doesn't.
Hang on, because... so Niv, your ex is your current boyfriend's brother.
Yeah.
And
How do they not know?
Because we've never really met till one of his family's christenings. And
that's when the both of us met. And we're like, oh, what are you doing here? And like, oh, I'm with your brother. Like, I didn't know at the time it was his brother. So I'm like, oh, I'm with this guy. And he's like, oh, that's my brother. And I'm like, oh, what?
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. Sometimes it's a small world, you know?
It is. You know what? That dating pool, you just go, sometimes
I have no idea how to tell my partner that, but yeah.
Just don't. You know what you do? You tell your new boyfriend, man, you know, next time he talks about his brother, you go, that brother sounds like an idiot. You should cut him loose from the family. And then you two can have a happy relationship and you'll never be caught in an awkward situation.
It's almost like looking for love again. Jenny in Douglas Park, good morning.
Good morning. Please don't judge me, but
I'll try.
I have a situation a bit worse than yours, Sam, regarding the toilet.
Yep.
I was at a meeting.
Jenny, I'm getting comfortable again.
Yeah, okay. At a meeting, took the company car out, and on the way back, I was like, oh, should I stick it back? And so I was like, oh, no, I'll make it back to the office and then go to the toilet. Got into the basement car park, and the lift was taking forever. Uh-oh. I'm doing the tap dance. I'm going through the message in my head. I'm like, okay, I'll just go straight to the toilet. Won't even dump my handbag in the office doing the tap dance. The lift's still not coming. I'm like, oh, this is getting really desperate. The lift didn't come. So in the underground car park, I had to squat down behind the company car, and I just literally wet myself. I was in stockings and heels, and it just went everywhere. It was the worst thing.
Jenny.
And then this was only at about, like, 11 o'clock in the morning.
So like then,
pissy. Yeah, so then I had to, like, throw my stockings out. I'm, like, trying to, went straight up to the toilet, trying to, like, wash my shoes in the hand basin. And then, like, I went back to the office, like, nothing's happened. They're like, oh, you've taken your stockings off. I was like, oh, yeah, it was just really, really hot. I'm, like, dousing myself in perfume. It had to go commando for the rest of the day. It was just mortifying.
And where's Guy Sebastian when you need him?
Yeah.
Just to give you a hug and just get that musk all over you.
Oh, Jenny.
Wow, Jenny, I feel like what we have to give you is not even enough to reward you.
Like, that's so awful.
Wow, that would have been the longest work day ever to get through.
It was. There's and that's the last worse. Time I drink, like, so much water before going to a meeting. That's
hydration,
for sure.
Guys. What has it ever brought us?
Yeah.
It's
thank
important.
You very much, Jenny. Okay,
thank
yeah,
you,
sure.
Jenny.
Life, I get it. It brings us life. I get it now.
Jenny.
Wow, that was a cracking good story. Well, Jenny is quite clearly going to be meeting Shawn Mendes at the soundcheck party. Meet and greet. Venue sold out. It's all right. I'll get you soon. Jenny, she's got it. Want a tour poster? You've done it. Anything else you want, Jenny? Yeah, do you have heaps more? We do. Well, I'd like some of that too.
Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal. But yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also shutters, awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with a family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?